Shall we kick this show off?
Video game. I'm gonna get my butt kicked, but yes.
I mean, Pridge is gonna destroy everyone, so
we're just drafting. How did you get your butt kicked in the draft, man?
Hey, listen, last year I came in really confident, and I got destroyed by my first pick, which was what was that? What's that puppet show?
Muppets?
The Jim Henson Tactics.
Dark Crystal.
Yeah, fucking. I was like, oh, Pridge, it'll at least be an 80. It's
like Pridge, you asked
62. Like a 50?
You asked how someone could lose at a draft. I give you the Washington football team's management for the past 25 years.
Okay, you know what?
I got you there.
There's a lot of jokes about teams that have drafted terribly in actual sports, so I will.
Yeah, exactly.
I will admit there are many professional sports teams who have found ways to lose in the draft.
Oh, God. This isn't professional sports. This is fucking Fantasy Critic.
This is professional video games.
Also not true. Those are a thing, and this is not them.
With that ringing endorsement, welcome to the Save Data Cast. I am your host, David, and on this podcast, we do a bi-weekly dive into all things games, whether it's reviews, previews, heated opinions, bad takes, jokes, we've got it all. And I'm joined by all real humans and video game experts. First off, our leader, Zach.
Coming to you live from beautiful, sunny New York City.
For context, it is snowing.
We have more than 12 inches on the ground.
I have 18 outside my front door.
Yikes.
Joining Zach in a very nearby snowy kingdom is Chris.
I should clarify, David said all humans. Parts of my chest are rat, but the rest of me genuine human.
Oh, rat? Why did you pick rat?
It wasn't a choice I made. It was...
That alley is very dark.
Damn, that was a good response to that question.
Here to legally define what a real human is Bridge.
Legally define what video game expert is. I do not believe I qualify as that.
And hailing from the snowy kingdom north of all of us, who is probably laughing at our poor snow thoughts, it's Elise.
We've actually not gotten a whole lot of snow.
Go to hell.
David, how did you spell snow thoughts? Because depending on how that's spelled.
I know which way I'm spelled, person.
Oh my god!
Good show.
That was the best one here. We had fun.
Intro
good energy.
Had. Literally the best intro we've ever had on this show.
The first time we've had Elise on this show. Coincidence? I think not.
Probably not.
It's not the first time.
Okay, you know what?
Also,
right.
Not the first time.
I think
time.
I'm a long time ago.
You know what?
First time. She was definitely here for the peep for the PlayStation 2.
Yep, that's true.
We invented the PlayStation 2 console.
The most, which I think was also the most cordial, discussion we've ever had.
I mean, we are all pretty much on the same page.
That's because there are so many good options. It was just deciding the best ones.
True that.
Like there are very few games where it's like, man, I hated that PlayStation 2 game. No one hated
it. I was not. I was also gonna say the most cordial discussion. Also, I was not on that one. Coincidence? I think not.
I think so.
Not at all a coincidence. Not even a little bit. Oh man. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. We are both on YouTube. We're live on Twitch, usually every other Friday at 7:30 Eastern. Scheduling, we're doing this on a Monday, so sorry for all of you who can only tune in on Fridays. Our bad.
It gets better.
In addition, we are officially on all the major audio podcast platforms, so if you want to listen instead of watch, go there. It should be up. And if you use a platform that we are not on, hit us up on Twitter. Tell us what the platform is. It's really easy to fix that problem. And usually go ahead, Chris.
Unless it's Parlo. This joke isn't funny. Abandon ship.
Yep.
Usually we do what we've been playing, but since we're recording this more quickly, and not many of us have played a whole lot of different games since the last time we recorded this, which was like less than a week ago. We're just gonna dive straight into the topic of the show. Of the show, Fantasy Critic Drafting.
Woo!
Go ahead, Elise.
No, I just said hell yeah.
Oh, it sounded like, huh?
It's our fantasy draft.
If you missed this last year, or I think Easy Allies, Kind of Funny, a couple other places do it too. What this is, it's fantasy football or any fantasy sport drafting thing, except for video game critic scores. Specifically OpenCritic, not Metacritic. But what we're going to do is a normal draft here where each of us has, our team has 11 games and a counterpick for the draft. We're only drafting the first six to give us some room to pick stuff up later, because I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of announcements this year. Hopefully.
Oh, yes.
Hopefully there's announcements. It's a snake draft, so whoever drafts first, it'll go to the last person, and then the next round will start from the last person going back to the first. So we'll do that three times. At the end of those three, there's then a counter pick draft where we have to pick a game from one of the other players' draft picks. And if that game does poorly, we get points. If it does well, you lose points on the counter pick. How do points work in this? It's all based on that OpenCritic Metacritic score. So essentially, it takes the average of all the critic sites. That's the score the game gets. If a game gets a 70, that's a flat zero. That's your average for video game critic scores. Probably a below average, realistically. But that's a zero. For every point above a 70, your team gets a point. Once those points hit 90, every point above 90, your critic team gets 2 points per point. So if you get them 90s, those are the big fish in more ways than one.
Animal Crossing, baby.
On the opposite end of things, if you draft a game and it gets below a 70, for Zach example, Dark Crystal, Age of Calamity or whatever last year.
Age of Calamity.
If it gets below a 70, your team loses a point for every point below 70. I don't remember if it gets worse if it's below 50, but
I don't think so.
If it goes below a 50, you fucked up.
Yeah. If it goes below a 50, you're not winning that year.
No, you're ruined financially and physically.
You are absolutely ruined. I'm trying to think, what were the other things? Oh, dropping games. I'll cover that real quick. So obviously games get delayed. That happened a hell of a lot last year, will probably happen again this year. So if we draft a game and then partway through the year turns out that game isn't coming out for our league, you'll just be able to drop it if it's not coming out. If you try to drop a game that is coming out and hasn't been confirmed will not release yet, you only get 3 of those per season. So each of us gets 3. Once you use those 3, you can't drop it anymore. And if a game gets scored, so if a game comes out release day, actually for some games it's before release day, pretty much whenever that review embargo goes up, as soon as the review embargo's up, you can't drop the game. Doesn't matter if it's actually out yet or not. That's how that works. Trying to think. In terms of what games you can pick up, pretty much everything is in here. Ports
on Elden Ring, which won't come out this year.
There's a few.
But if it does.
If it does, you're winning big, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we certain Elden Ring's going to be good?
I said maybe.
Hey, listen, Demon's Souls got above a 90, and it was not even that great of a video game, in my opinion. So.
What's the other? Oh, types. There's a few types of games that aren't on here. Ports are not included.
I believe remasters, too, right?
Remasters I don't think are included. Remakes are fine. Reimaginings are fine. Director's cuts aren't on here, so you won't see Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury. That's a director's cut sort of thing. And then games that go into that are already in early access can't be picked up. And as a word of caution, because this happened to Chris last year, If you pick up a game that's going into early access, that doesn't mean it's gonna get review scores. So
it's redundant.
So be careful on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think
they will mark it as not released, which doesn't affect your points positively or negatively, but still happens and still can ruin you financially and physically.
What about physically?
Look, man, I made a lot of bad bets to a lot of people.
I think the only other change from our last year is there's now a minimum bet, a minimum bid if you're picking up games later. It's $1 though.
I thought it was $1 last year too.
It was $1 last year.
It was zero. We did zero last year.
It was zero.
No, yeah. I definitely had to put down money before I was it allowed me to.
Oh, maybe bid. Maybe we did do $1. I forgot about that then. So yeah, I guess that's not.
It definitely
different.
Required me to at least put $1 down.
Mm.
That's not different then. I'm gonna go ahead and randomize the draft order. Bam, there we go.
I'm terrified.
Being last, honestly, is kind of nice.
Yeah. But considering there's like two games that we actually know are coming out this year, I'm a little worried.
I think with that, I think we're ready. Are there any other...
Do we want to talk about the publisher names we have here?
Oh, good point. Oh, good point. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Each of us has a publisher name because we are video game publishers, not developers in here. Kicking off who is going to be first pick in the order is our man Pridge with Polite Cat LLC.
Hey.
And
I like that it's an LLC.
If you're like me,
that's the only thing I'm going to be consistent with. Every team I create is going to be a limited liability corporation. I want that pass through tax benefits.
gotta get out when you can.
If you're a big dummy like me and need to be told what that's a pun off of, Naughty Dog, Polite Cat. I feel like a freaking idiot. Second pick is myself with Quadruple Adequate Games.
It's Double Fine.
It's Double Fine.
David. Hey everybody. In case you don't know this, David really likes Double Fine games.
Really just Psychonauts, but
but he really likes
Psychonauts. But I really like Psychonauts. Chris is going to be third pick with Big Games.
Well, last year I was Massive Giant Game, so the only solution is that we are now Big Game! 2 exclamation points. Felt wrong, you're out of here.
At fourth pick, we have Elise with Red Dwarf Developers, which isn't a pun, just cool space stuff.
Last year, I was Millisecond Pulsar. I'm just moving up the star sizes.
Eventually, some year, at least, will become Black Hole Games.
I think we have a lot of years before that. There's a lot of star
very,
sizes.
Very, very, very.
There's a lot of stars. There's a lot of stars out there.
And rounding out at last pick is our man Zach with Rectangle Enix. If you can't figure that one, you got no hope.
Here's the thing. I almost went with Circle Enix. There's something I think somehow Rectangle Enix is a little bit funnier to me.
Is a square, or a square is a rectangle.
Yeah, but it is just.
But is the rhombus a trapezoid?
I don't know.
We are prepared.
Then go back to geometry class, Chris. Damn.
I don't have to. film degree.
We're just purveyors of fine JRPGs and Marvel's Avengers.
Ooh.
You couldn't think of a pun on Enix?
You got Tomb Raider.
No, what the fuck is Enix, Chris?
It's based off of Phoenix, isn't it?
There's a lot. I think there's actually a couple explanations on what Enix is supposed to be.
Oh, well, I'm an idiot. I hate Square.
Square's the amazing video game ever. There,
I mean, Sphere Enix Sphemix.
I don't know if y'all remember, there was a point when they were just Square and Enix, and then they merged, you know.
Enix was the publishing company, Square was the developer.
There we go. Yeah, got you. Really quick, too, Joe in the chat gives 10 bits and says David's name is objectively the best. Goddamn.
You know, Joe, I'm not going to deny the bits, but I think my game is objectively the most okay.
I think Polite Cat is the strongest this year. Right. Whatever Hyo's dumb though. Name was last year was very funny, if I recall. I think it was just like Hyo Games. Which is fucking
yeah,
so
it was
funny.
Hyatt.
Hyatt.
That's so good.
It was very good.
It was
unlike his score.
Negative six.
Negative six.
You should get some kind of award if you get to below negative six.
No, I said I will buy you the worst score. Right. If you get negative six, I will buy you the worst scoring game that someone picks.
Important to note,
that might not be that bad.
Important to note, because Joe has asked this in the chat, can the audience participate in the draft? Not in this one. I mean, you can tell us that our picks are terrible or good, but
feel free to criticize us.
But I'm tentatively saying by the end of this week, we will set up a proper time for everyone in our Discord who wants to do a draft. Right now, I think it was like 14 people. Obviously, it'll be a little bit smaller groups or smaller
teams. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Publishers. You won't have to pick 11 games, but
6 hours.
Right. But that way everyone gets to play. And at the end of the year, if whoever from our Discord, our community Discord wins, I will buy you a AAA game of your choice. So free to compete, and you can win yourself, I guess, a $70 game. I was going to say $60, but hey, it's 2021.
And give me 1 second. There is a trash truck outside. Food memento.
nothing like that good trash-based audio.
That's an omen if ever I've heard one.
Is my team going to be a garbage truck on fire? Probably.
I'll go ahead and add the condition that if I come in last and Pridge buys me the lowest rated game on this, I'll do a review of it. Why not?
Oh yeah. Whoever one of us gets that. So actually, my brother is doing a fantasy draft too, and their rule is whoever loses gets someone who buys them the lowest rated game, and they have to play it start to finish.
Absolutely
cruel.
So I think that's a great rule, in my opinion.
Imagine if that's like a 120-hour like JRPG.
Like, it's Shin Megami Tensei 5.
you have to speed run a garbage RPG.
That would
it's
be
SMT
my luck.
SMT5, and personally, I start intentionally tanking.
Come on. All right. With that, I think we're ready to go. Right.
Let's do it.
All right. I ask that the participants please not watch the stream.
because
you will probably see what my picks are.
I'm not watching anyway, so that's fine.
Humble request, if you want to steal my drafts, whatever, it's fine.
If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Hey, yo.
No.
Okay. All right, we're good to go. Drafting should be starting.
It has on my screen. Polite cat is up.
There we go. Okay, cool.
All right.
Dan asks, what was the rule on 1.0 releases? If it's in early access right now, it does not qualify for a pick because we basically already have info about the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. For example, like last year, nobody could pick Hades because it had been out. I'm trying to think of games that counts for now. I don't know if Ooblets is done.
Or is it just...
I don't think there's a time limit. Oh, and if you don't mind when you're picking a game, just because this is a podcast,
telling people what it is,
telling people what it is, and like how you think it'll do, you know?
Yeah. All right. I don't even know why I hesitated this long. So for my first pick, I am going to hope that Hollow Knight Silksong.
Damn,
we all want it.
The first game was amazing. The second one has to do very little differently to also be amazing.
I think it's a really safe pick.
Yep.
I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't think that's releasing this year.
Ooh.
It might not.
I think we got one more year on this.
It might not.
Now, not to roast your ass so hard, Elise, but you did say that Elden Ring was going to come out last year.
And I learned my lesson.
Never five. Yeah, fair. She's learned.
We'll see. When it gets to Elise's pick and she first picks
Elden Ring again. I have zero faith that you are not going to pick Elden Ring right away again.
You know what? It'd be a baller move, though. Surely I can't be burned by this fire twice.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'll have you know, my first pick last year was not Elden Ring.
It was
Resident Evil 3 Remake.
Yeah. Which not a whole lot.
And Elden Ring would have almost been better.
Pridge, did you lock in your pick?
It's on my screen, yes. It's to you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, because mine doesn't say that.
Just reload. It should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember because I hosted this stream last
year. Oh, yeah, that happened before.
It is a little wonky.
Yeah, the site, isn't this like a one-man project, basically? Yeah.
Reminder to anyone watching.
It's just one guy on Twitter.
Reminding to everyone watching, this whole site is made by one guy, which is really cool on its own. So if you go and try this out, which I do recommend, it's a fun time.
It's super fun.
Just know it's janky because one dude does it, and I don't think he makes any money off of this. It's just a fun thing he does.
Almost
so.
Certainly not. Yeah.
So don't be
Joe
super
in the chat
harsh.
Says Bugsnax 2 game of the year.
Ooh. I like how you think.
Okay. All my silk song's gone.
Is that also going to be your first pick?
Yeah, it was going to be my first pick.
If it was available, I was gonna take it first. Are you kidding me?
Is you want to pick something that's hype, but that you think will actually release, right?
Yeah, and it and is a safe like going to get a decent review score, and not something that like could be great or could be terrible, like Elden Ring. It's too easy to pick on. Like it's too easy to call that one out because that could have come out in your
There's
flop.
A game I want to pick, but I'm not confident enough that it's going to release. So what I am confident in is Deathloop. I'm gonna go with Deathloop.
You bastard!
I knew Zach wanted it too.
I really wanted that. That was like a second round pick for me.
It's a very safe like 80-85.
I think that game is gonna do a solid mid to high 80s.
I was gonna say I think it's a safe high 80s. Like Arkane has progressively got better and better at their games, even though like Dishonored 2 didn't sell fantastically. I don't think critically
all of their
it still did great.
All of their games sell badly, but critically,
but are
well.
Kick ass.
Exactly. Yes.
Dishonored 2 is actually great, and nobody played it.
Yeah, but
I hate that your turn to draft noise very much.
Oh, I didn't even
it's
hear.
Not great.
Oh, I didn't hear the noise because it bugged out.
it goes So here at Big Games, we're here all about drafting big games and big franchises.
No.
So we're going with the top of the top here, Ratchet and Clank, A Rift Apart.
God damn it.
So
is the CEO
Thank you, Macho
of
Man
Big
Randy
Games.
Savage?
It's Macho Man Randy Savage.
Is it Macho Man Randy Savage? Absolutely it is.
If you need the biggest personality for the biggest games, it's Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's a good point.
It's about to reach the boiling point.
Let's see if you can stick that out for the whole time.
Oh, I cannot. He lived like that.
I'll start off safe this time. One of my favorite franchises. Going for Elden Ring.
Is this true?
No, I'm going Monster Hunter Rise.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. The sound is bad.
My favorite franchise, the one that doesn't exist yet.
That's why we're so great.
My favorite franchise, FromSoft.
So I get two picks in a row now.
Correct. Yeah.
Of the four games that y'all took, three of them were in my top four to take. So that's a bummer.
Nice. Which one was it?
Deathloop. Ratchet and Clank, Silk Song. What was the other one that
Monster,
we got picked?
Monster Hunter Rise.
Monster Hunter. Yeah.
Because
I'm not a Monster Hunter person, so I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I saw Monster Hunter Rise.
People love it.
I saw Monster Hunter Rise, and I was like, oh, is that the story one that nobody's actually going to like? But because I don't know.
No, that's a story.
See, that's literally Monster Hunter Stories.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter Stories, I'm like, maybe I should get that because like I'm sure the Monster Hunter community loves that game.
Yeah. I don't care.
No.
But, like, enough people will probably review it now. I was going to say, enough people will review it because Monster Hunter World got kicked off that it might not do great if it's not great.
What is the
game ever for Kafka?
What is Nier Replicant a remake of?
Nier.
Gestalt. Nier Gestalt.
Specifically Nier Gestalt. But,
yeah. Let me just look up how that game reviewed real quick.
What is this?
No one knew it existed, man.
Do your friggin' due diligence for
I want to say it actually had like a 70, but also like people played that and it like underestimated it.
It's a thing where I don't know how much they're going to update. Okay, yeah, it doesn't have great reviews. All right, I'm going to pick for my opening round. Resident Evil Village. It's safe. It's gonna get me somewhere.
I was holding up the eight fingers. I knew it was gonna be REA.
Yeah, that was my number two pick. I'm so excited for this game personally. I think, I mean, them following up Resident Evil 7 is fantastic. Did I say 7 before?
No, you know, you're like Resident Evil. Pause. 7.
I was gonna be like 6, and I was like, that was the bad one. I'm very excited for Tall.
Tall Vampire Lady, killer. Yeah.
Tall Vampire Lady, yeah.
Now it does become my next pick is like, oh shit, because by the time I get to pick again, y'all get like 30 games.
I mean, we get from me. 8, but yeah.
Fuck.
There's like 3 that are pretty gimmies on the top here.
Yeah.
Are they coming out? Is the thing.
That is the fear. That is, everything we've picked so far, except maybe Silk Song. I think Silk Song's coming out. All those are pretty locked in. I mean,
this is a definite risk, but I am gonna take it. I didn't even put it on my list because I think it's too much of a risk.
Taking your boy?
No, I'm taking Aloy. Horizon Forbidden West.
Damn it, I wanted that.
All right. I think that game is
also really wanted that. Yeah, also, I don't think it's a big risk.
Yeah, I think that one has a...
I could see that game slip. I'm just saying, I could see that game
slip. I could, but I think it has a pretty good chance of coming out.
Yeah. Joe in the chat says he's calling Resident Evil 8 a 7 out of 10 game.
However, the lady's 9 out of 10. Averages out to 8 out of 10.
However...
In the first round, what was the horniest game? And it comes down to who got more fan art, Resident Evil Village or that female Lombax from Ratchet and Clank? Who got more inappropriate fan art?
That you go to.
Hold on. We are discounting Hollow Knight Silksong in that.
That's true.
God, I hate that. I hate to imagine Rule 34 for
you know
that
what rhymes
game.
With bug snacks? Bug sex.
God, no, it doesn't.
I don't think you know how rhyming works.
Particularly. You know what rhymes with bug snacks? Bugs having fuck.
It was a fucking joke. Fuck off.
Ooh, get better material.
All right. I'm going to pull the Animal Crossing move and grab new Pokemon Snap.
Ooh. Smart.
Sorry. I was laughing at the chat. Joe gives us 69 bits. Nice. Saying that, David, that doesn't rhyme. You're right, Joe. You are correct.
Joe, you're the hero.
There's two on the front page I really want here. One I'm confident enough that you guys won't take. So we're gonna pray and hope that nostalgia overpowers everything when it comes to reviewers. It probably will, and we're gonna take Back for Blood, hoping that people are just like, it's Left 4 Dead again. Yay! I feel young. The pandemic's over.
Well, that noise wasn't too horrible.
The feedback from the beta was really positive, so that was really high on my list.
It also make me, for some reason, fearful. After last year, I got ruined. That after this game comes out of beta, people will be like, let's not review it. It's an access game, even though it's not.
I think it has more hype around it in the general.
Yeah, it's also a much larger franchise than Mount and Blade.
Yeah, I called it the wrong name. I literally just said Banner Lord.
Well, that's the subtitle, which is what.
Oh, okay. I'm not an idiot.
It is the fourth Mount and Blade game, Banner Lord.
Wait, what? I thought it was like the second or third.
No, Mount and Blade 1, Warband, Fire and Steel, Banner Lord.
Oh, but Mount and Blade 2, Warband, and Mount and Blade 2, Fire and Steel. They were expansions.
Yeah, Fire and Steel is like it's basically an approved mod. It just it puts you in Europe and gives you guns.
It's also horrible.
It sucks.
It's absolute fucking garbage.
Conversation.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, man.
It's a franchise I don't care about, so whatever.
The real question.
Dan in the chat is talking up Mansmax. He has a foolproof strategy for the community poll, but he must keep it a secret.
I guarantee it's just draft Annapurna games.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad strategy, and it's probably something I have.
Oh God, do I want to take a risk right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, no. No, you don't. You don't want to take a risk until I pick again.
Shit, I gotta look at my watch list and see what.
You know what? I'm gonna fucking do it. Give me that Breath of the Wild 2.
Whoa! I wouldn't even pick that game. Holy shit!
That is.
Put those wet Ganon emotes in the chat.
Fuck, that could be a 95.
Yeah, exactly. That's...
Yeah, but it's not coming.
Nah, it'll be a 7.5.
I fucking hate you.
They've had like 4 years to make it, and they already positive have an regression. Engine. So we'll
and
see.
And they're going
to
be reusing some of the same assets.
They're going to be reusing so many.
And this time it has to have a story. It can't not have a story twice, right?
Shut the fuck
right?
up.
Right?
I hate you.
Thing is, that it does have a story. You just have to play Hyrule Warriors 2 to get it.
Yeah, you can play Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity.
No, they cringe. Get it.
I'm being serious. That game has a hell of a story,
it does.
Actually.
Yeah, I know. You told me it's good, so I'm actually confident. Somewhere Tetsuya Nomura nods wistfully at having to play a different game to get the lore for your first game.
Yeah, I was going to say, they went the Kingdom Hearts route, you know?
Now, Pridge, if I didn't
maybe someday Link will be in Smash.
If I didn't take Breath of the Wild 2 there, would you have taken it in these next two picks?
No, because I don't think it's coming out this year.
Fuck. Mm. Oh, I should have known that. We talked about this last week.
I know exactly what I'm going to do for my next two. Much like how Silk Song just has to do the same thing as the first Hollow Knight to be good, I think the Nier Replicant remaster just has to be slightly like Automata, and it's going to be good.
Yeah,
people are going to jerk themselves off over it.
Even if its name is stupid. For my pick, I pick Nier Replicant version 1.22474487139.
Hey, Yoko Taro, fuck off,
dude. Oh. I forgot how janky this is. I just get an error that's like, you need to reload the page. Like, okay.
And then I am going to trust the overwhelming power of Giancarlo Esposito.
Far
Cry 6.
Ooh, I thought that was actually a good pick. No one was gonna take.
That's ballsy because I don't think the last two did great because they were so buggy.
It's gonna sell really well.
They all sell great.
Good. Yeah. Far Cry 5 was, I think, one of the top five best selling games of 2019.
Like dog shit. Yeah, it was,
which is insane.
Yeah, and it reviewed like dog shit.
Days Far Cry Gone is like the really opposite well of
Far Cry is the opposite pick from Deathloop. Where it's gonna sell like bonkers.
That's a good point.
Oh man.
I will say that trailer they put out was a fucking amazing trailer.
I have a bunch of these games where I'm like, I'm not fucking confident this game's coming out this year.
Hmm. Like, yeah, there's a lot of that actually. What do you, Dave? God of War Ragnarok. Come on, dude.
It's right there. No, that is.
It's coming out this year.
It's totally coming out this year.
That is so much less likely than Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah, I agree with that actually.
God.
Joe in the chat says Nier Replicant 358 over 2 days.
That's very good.
Breath of the Wild 358 over 2 days.
Oh, I'm gonna piss off a couple people right now. I'm gonna take 12 minutes.
Oh damn it.
That was gonna be in my next round.
I thought that one could sneak by a little longer.
So
yeah, me too.
So this one, if you haven't seen it, it's been previewing for like 4 years. Hopefully, fingers crossed this year it actually comes out. But
this game has been almost out so long they remade it and put Willem Dafoe in it.
Exactly. But it looks cool, the concept's so cool, and it's like super artsy. I think it's gonna review fantastically and generally be a great game. If it comes out.
It'll come out. They got plenty of time.
It's got it's a 12-minute game. Hey. Like how long could it take? For the next pick here at Big Games, we're going with a bit of a risky one here, but I'm just willing this game into being good because I really want Kena: Bridge of Spirits to be good.
That's a good pick.
That was
a late round pick for me.
For all you guys that are trying to remember what that game is, that's that Tech and the Power of Juju looking motherfucker.
The very artsy Tech and the Power of Juju looking motherfucker.
This game has big Tech energy.
And also little fuzzy, like, cold dudes that look very adorable.
The little dudes are adorable, yeah. the spirits, I presume.
Yeah. All right, I've got a couple that I think can definitely slip by for a couple rounds.
Well, you just have to pick two that I won't pick, because then you get to pick again.
Yeah, basically.
That's true.
So pick Gran Turismo 7.
In that case, game's gonna review one. I'm just going to count on reviewers to be really horny.
Hey, where are we going with this one?
I think I know what she's picking.
Hoony Pop 2 Deathly.
Damn, that was on my list!
It's on my list, too. That was my closer if nobody took it.
You only have 7 days to wait until it comes out.
Oh, it's coming out that soon?
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, February 8th, I think.
Yeah, it's coming out on Valentine's Day.
That's perfect.
I think before that, actually.
Fun fact. That's also... Oh,
no, you're right.
Yo, Zach.
That's my 30th birthday.
Zach, email that developer.
Shit. Fuck. I mean, how well are we going to be able to stream it?
There's a streaming mode.
No, there's a streaming mode.
Honey Pop 2 Double Date comes out in 7 days. Yeah. In case you're curious what I'll be doing 7 days from now.
I'll give you a
hint. His bedroom door, will be locked.
Fridge, can we start a new Twitch series called Hoony Pop with an actual lawyer?
Hoony Pop with an actual horny guy.
just this channel mostly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a strong contender to get review well and also win the Chris and Pridge Horniest Game of the Year award at the around the monitories next year.
Excuse me, save data ease.
The savies.
Thank you,
man.
Dan, add a point to the tally. Poor. That's a shot.
There are. I will say a lot of indie games that look real good.
Indie games have potential to review very well.
There's a lot of indie games that look real good and not many AAA games that have been announced.
First pick for me of this round, the Cuphead DLC. It's coming
this year.
Motherfucker,
I was going to grab that this round.
It's going to do incredibly well.
Well, you got to worry about can critics play it?
The answer to that is yes, they definitely can.
Did you watch the last one?
Are you forgetting the whole gamer bullcrap over Cuphead, the first one?
No. Oh. Fun fact, that guy who did that was Jeff Grubb.
Was it?
No, yes. It was not.
Was it not?
No, it was not. The guy who reviewed that basically got fired. It was not Jeff Grubb.
No, I could have sworn.
Jeff Grubb is not horrible at video games.
I was about to say, America's... Yeah, Uncle Jeff
I saw him tweet like a couple times like making jokes of like, oh man, it fucking sucks that this is what people know me for. So I thought it was him. Now, here's the thing. Could be a real bastard right now.
Be a bastard, dude. Do it.
I mean, well, you don't want me to take Psychonauts 2, David.
Oh, no, never mind. Don't be a bastard.
Take Beyond Good and Evil 2. Take Beyond Good and Evil 2. Do it. Take Hades 2.
Ooh. Now,
that's a risk.
They're not going to review the new Binding of Isaac DLC.
Fun fact, that gets reviewed every time. The last two both have reviews.
Fuck. Because that'll probably get a really good score.
Or is this the one that finally sucks?
It can't be.
Or is this the one where people are just sick of Binding of Isaac? That's the real question.
That's more likely than what I said.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Fuck.
Don't tell me about it. I'm going to pick that up later, guys.
Do I think? Come on. What's my watch list? Everything's already been taken. That's a safe bet. Okay. No, nobody's going to pick that.
Remind me to play chess against Zach as much as humanly possible.
It's impossible.
Speed chess against Zach. Gotta get speed chess.
Speed chess, exactly. Yeah, I'll win after one move.
I think that's not a safe bet. Okay. We are going to take... I swear I'm going to pick it. We're picking this. We're going Binding of Isaac. We're going Binding of Isaac. It's going to get it's a safe pick. It's a safe pick. It's a safe good pick.
I think it's finally time for me to pick.
I hate you.
There it is.
Time.
It's coming.
Oh, hey, I remember this one from last year.
Okay. Oh, damn.
I picked it in the buys last year, and it didn't come out. So
that's the 4X game, right?
Yeah, it's the
yes. Okay. It's just Civilization again.
Well, it's just Civilization again, but it's made by fucking Avalanche, who did Endless Space and Endless Legend.
Oh, okay.
And Endless Legend is Civ, but better. So
there we go.
I'm hoping Humankind is Civ, but better.
We're going to the horny well yet again, as we all should attempt at least once in this draft. However, we're going with a different kind of horny. We're going with that been in a relationship for a couple of years horny. We're taking It Takes Two, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because if you think this game isn't going to review well, you're a fool.
What was the name of the one they did before, the Brothers in Jail?
Or Way Out.
A Way Out, and then Brothers?
Brothers, yeah, A Tale of Two Sons.
Here's the thing. A Way Out only has a 79.
Yes, but allow me to give you my theory here. This is a game designed to play with your significant other. No reviewer is going to say, I had a bad time playing a video game with my significant other.
See,
and
Chris,
put that out into the internet.
Chris, here's the thing, though. What about the reviewers that are single?
I don't care.
Fuck them.
I'm willing. If they didn't buy a Wii U, fuck them. I'm willing to hedge my bets and say that I don't know. They'll feel so sad and alone. They'll give it a high review score anyway, just because it's like it can't be me.
No, all these people are going to give Honey Pop 2 a crazy high score, and they're going to say fuck you, Chris, and tank your game.
It takes two trash. Honey Pop ass.
All right.
Joe does give you 10 points, 10 bits, because he says that's a solid pick and he wouldn't have thought of that.
That's a good point. It's time, everyone. I am now fearful that this will be taken. It's my boy. It's Psychonauts 2.
I don't think Bridge is going to steal Psychonauts 2.
Safest bet in the world that I was not going to take Psychonauts 2 from you, bud.
I got burned by Hayao.
I don't think
not doing it again. I got burned by Hayao once.
At this point, just can't be confident it's actually ever going to come out.
They're done filming everything. It's coming.
You can tell me this is... It can be out.
Done filming.
Here's the thing.
They've had a ton of people doing interviews and stuff lately. It's coming. Like,
literally 3 years before Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, the voice actor for Goofy was like, oh, we finished the voice acting. The game's going to come out this year.
Yeah, that's fucking Tetsuya Nomura, though.
He was talking about his voice acting for Smash.
Damn it! He got us!
Kill this man!
Yes. He ruined us!
Anytime...
If you think I am not going to work Goofy into every stream forever,
all right, can't stop me. Chat, how about this? If we get enough subs to unlock another emote, we will make a Goofy for Smash emote. If not, all you have to do is stop subscribing to us, and that will never happen.
Give them a reason to not subscribe to us.
This is how much I hate Chris's joke.
But they want the chaos. They're on my side with Goofy.
Joe in the chat.
No, they're not.
Yes, I could have Psychonauts 2 downloaded on my PS5, have beaten the game, gotten the platinum trophy, and I would still be skeptical about it coming out.
I assume that's the real feeling. We're gonna have to do a Giant Bomb-esque quick look at that game when it comes out, just so David can be like, guys, y'all, it's here. Look at it. It's like us. And we're all just like looking at our phones. Like, I don't know, man.
Oh, that's really good.
I haven't heard anything about it yet. Fridge is just reading a light novel.
I've seen the game. It exists. I said hi to Tim Schafer from a distance.
So for my next pick, I'm going to sell out.
Do it.
Okay. I don't give. Wait, hold on.
There's one Pridge that you haven't picked yet that I'm very surprised.
Me?
Yes.
I don't know.
Because if it gets to be my turn again, I will take it.
All right, I'm going to sell out and just pick Gran Turismo 7.
Damn it!
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
That's
fine.
It annoys me that games that I release every year review well, but they review well.
Oh, Gran Turismo releases very
rarely. I think it's been
rarely.
A while since Gran Turismo has come out.
But okay, whatever. Any game that is numbered the 7th in its series and is still reviewing well tilts me, but...
Fire Emblem would like to have a word with you.
Yeah, but those games are good.
yeah, Fire Emblem.
I don't care about horse racing games. I almost call them horse games.
Barbie Horse Adventures.
Oh my god, I gotta go.
Fucking Christ. Oh,
I want that game to come out.
Okay.
Horse games.
All right. I'm also gonna sneak deep into the list, but I'm going to pick. Did I click? Oh, I was on the right page. I am going to grab.
Turn up boy commits tax evasion.
Darkest Dungeon 2.
Oh, that is this year, you prick.
I don't.
That's a good idea.
I don't think they announced yet.
Oh, it's announced.
It's announced. Like the date. Not.
Oh, no. There's no date.
Okay. Like, I don't even think they gave a year.
Joe in the chat asks if it's possible to zoom in on each individual selection box when it's their turn to pick.
I will try.
There we go.
Oh, I guess I can just fucking make it bigger. Let me see how that looks on. Does that work?
You can just like zoom in browser.
Yeah, that's what I just did. Joe, does that work? Joe?
That looks way better. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. We'll go with that.
I wasn't looking the whole time.
I'm not gonna edit that to fix it for the previous ones because that's a bitch. But
yeah, that's my ignore.
Okay.
Ooh, Dan linked a thing where we can see where he can see it in another tab what we pick as we pick. So thank you, Dan.
Thank you for that. Okay. All right. So pretty much all my.
No, I just realized it's been a while since Quantic Dream have released the game.
Not that long. Detroit Become Human was like 2019, wasn't it?
I feel like it was like 2018.
2017, 2018.
All right.
Is it because they've been sued multiple times since then? Who's to say?
Well, they also broke off from Sony.
Sony doesn't get money anymore.
They're just so unimportant.
Okay, it was April 2018. So it's been 3 years.
So they're getting close to probably announcing a new game.
Oh, so yeah. In like 15 or 25 years, I'll be ready for another one.
Oh man,
David Cage is no longer in the games industry.
I have a few I want, but I don't think you guys will take them any.
Yeah, that's the rub here. It's like, do I want to take the obscure indie game or do I want to take the AAA game that I don't think will do very well?
Now, what I'm wanting to see is who actually picks Halo Infinite.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't thinking about it, but it, I'm it's also...
The thing, like, we're halfway through the draft.
I'm the top three remaining.
Coming this year.
Top three like that are slated for this year that are on the thing are God of War Ragnarok, which I don't think many of us are confident coming out this year.
No.
Bravely Default 2, which I took like second round last year because it told me it was coming out, but then I think it's been reviewing kind of schmeh.
The demo has not been well received at all.
You know what? I'm talking myself into it. I might come back to that. And then Halo Infinite, which is a Halo game.
Yeah.
But that studio is a mess right now.
Yeah.
Like 343 is a mess. God of War Ragnarok's not fucking coming out.
Yeah,
wild. To
There's
think.
No way Halo's gonna be good.
I think it could be good. I just don't. I'm not confident that it's gonna release. Like I know when it comes out, it will be good because they will make it so. However, that might not be this year.
Yeah, I mean, look at Master Chief Collection. It took until literally like last year to become good, according to people. Man,
hey,
you could bet on that Final Fantasy 16 coming out this year.
No, I don't think that's coming this year.
I actually think it's not a terrible idea. I'm not taking it, but I think there's a chance.
I did joke about that, but there is a chance.
It's not a horrible pick.
Well, yeah. it is a horrible pick if it reviews anything like Final Fantasy 15 did.
You know what? I want games that are going to come out. I'm taking Guilty Gear Strive.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I thought I could take that. Like next.
That's
round.
A burn only at least to me.
You know, there was a different game I thought about taking that would have been only for you.
I did grab Guilty Gear Strive last year, and then it got delayed.
The turnip boy commits tax evasion.
That's what made me think of it, actually, at least.
Joe is shouting out Overwatch 2. Joe,
ooh, if you hear, I do not trust that game to sell good.
I
don't trust that game to be good anything.
I Don't trust that game to come out either.
I do not think that game will review good.
Here's the thing. It's going to have the multiplayer that everyone loves, or at least
Enjoys. What part of everyone loves?
Everyone think who's not on this show.
I fucking hate Overwatch. Somebody bought me Overwatch and I played it once, and that's how much I don't like it.
People that are in the high end Overwatch rank community, people do not like that game. But everyone knows that it's balanced even worse. Anyway, you fools, you absolute swine, you've missed the cream of the crop here on the front page. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga.
Here's the thing.
That actually would probably review well.
Those games don't review great.
This one has a lot of eyes on it, and I don't care. It's not my turn to draft. Why can't I draft?
Just refresh the page.
I just looked up three different Lego games, and they all have 71s.
I don't care.
Dan, what? How'd we all become kind of sour on Overwatch? Dan, you're right, actually. At release, it was fantastic, and then everyone figured the game out, and then they released new characters who are broken.
I've played a lot of fighting games, and I've played a lot of League of Legends. Overwatch is the worst balanced video game I've ever seen. It's insane. It's worse than Hearthstone.
Vicarious Visions did just get swallowed by Blizzard, so maybe they make Tony Hawk skins for Overwatch 2 now.
Okay, if Overwatch 2 was a skateboarding game, I'd be so in. You've no fucking idea. It's still a hero shooter. It's just also a skateboarding game.
Everyone's Tracer.
Okay, I'm looking at my watch list right now. I'm surprised no one has taken Ghostwire Tokyo.
I thought about it.
I am 0% confident in that game being good.
I want to like that game real bad.
I'm extremely excited for it, but I'm skeptical, especially since Ikumi Nakamura left, I think, 2 years ago now, and it seemed like on bad terms. Again, I literally have no concept. I just think she's cool as shit. Her enthusiasm on a stage is amazing. She did have a child last year, which is also cool.
Freaking
follow
queen,
her on Twitter, everybody.
Queen hype beast, Ikumi Nakamura.
It's spooky.
I do want to note for everyone that's worried in the chat, Skatebird is still available.
It is.
Skatebird is still available.
It's on my list.
Don't say that name. It was the next pick.
Wait, do we all have Skatebird on our list? Amazing.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like free. It's at least a free 75.
I played the demo for Skatebird. I don't think it's a free 75.
Skatebird.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a very early alpha.
Mm.
But I'm like, I don't know who this is appealing to.
All right.
To like, I don't know.
Ooh. I got two indie games I'm going to pick. Actually, that's not true. One is.
You got like a double A in an indie?
This will be the last picks, right?
Yes.
These are the last picks, and then we'll have the counter picks.
Mm. Right. It's the thing where do I take Hellblade, Senua's Saga 2?
That's risky business right there.
That is risky. Mm-hmm. Do I take the new World Ends With You video game? Or do I go for some indies? Do I go for some... No, it has a release date.
Yeah,
it's a summer 2020.
When has that stopped anyone?
I'm sorry. I once delayed a game for 14 years. Yes, I'll deliver two on time. Fool.
We're gonna take Little Devil Inside.
Yeah,
looks dope.
I think that's probably gonna do well.
Get back. And we're gonna take. Come on, where you at?
Returnal.
No, I that game doesn't look great.
Don't look good.
It could actually be good.
Here's the thing. If Deltarune actually comes out, how can Deltarune be counted? It's been out in a half state. Why is Deltarune on this list?
You know what? I don't make the rules. That's the guy who made this site.
That's true. If Deltarune comes out, it will do very well, I assume. Can it
live up to the hype of Undertale?
The general consensus is that it's not as good, but there's more game to come, so maybe it'll come out better. But I'm gonna finish it with a safer pick and a game that I've actually played.
Cheating. No, I'm just kidding.
Boyfriend Dungeon.
Oh, I have also played that.
Oh, nice.
I totally forgot about that. I'm surprised that's something I would have drafted. I'm a fool. I'm a dumb fool.
Speaking of horny games.
Yeah, that game's pretty
speaking
horny.
Of horny games.
To answer... To answer Joe in the chat, what are the rules with international releases already, like Persona 5 Strikers? If it's already released internationally, it's not eligible. If it is going to release first internationally and then come out, it's available. Yeah.
I'm really tempted to just pick Elden Ring as my last one for the meme.
Honestly, shocked you haven't.
Also shocked you haven't. It's your brand.
It's burned me in the past. It's burned me in the past.
But it surely it can't happen again.
Surely. Excuse me. I am a fan of both Psychonauts and Beyond Good and Evil. It can definitely burn you again.
Certainly can burn you twice.
This stove is the exact same temperature as it was a year ago, so can't burn me again.
Alright, I'm just gonna tell y'all some of my picks that I'm not too worried are too obscure to be picked like in the next part. So I mean, I'm thinking this
is your last pick.
Yeah, but we've also got
there's a lot of games to add. Yeah
that's true.
There's a lot of games to add. So I've got some like really obscure indie games that I'm leaving for there.
Yep, that's a good move.
But I'm thinking maybe Axiom Verge 2.
That's on my list, yeah. Yeah, I feel you.
Fucking Senua Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Hellblade 2.
Yep.
Age of Empires 4. Is on
Ooh.
There.
We haven't seen anything about that, have we?
I would have picked that if I had remembered that was coming out. Damn.
It is supposed to release this year.
I don't think we saw anything. It was just like Age of Empires 2021 or something, right?
It's too big to fail.
And also Age of Empires
Cyberpunk,
3 was not
referring to that.
That's a good point.
God of War Ragnarok and Bravely Default 2, but I don't really think those are great.
Mm-hmm. God of War Ragnarok is not fucking coming out this year.
With all those said, I think it's gonna be Axiom Verge 2.
Yeah,
I think that's the one.
I think that's a good
pick. I looked up the Open Critic score for Axiom Verge 1. It's an 85. I think that's a damn good pick.
That's a good pick. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't gonna pick that this round.
I personally didn't love that game, but people really do.
I cannot stand 8-way aiming in the Metroid games.
Neither can I.
We've talked about this.
Okay, yeah, that would break it. There are two games left on the horny scale that we have not picked up on. Bayonetta 3, which is not coming out this year, go to hell.
It's never coming out ever.
Never coming out ever. And Shin Megami Tensei 5, which is horny in a weird way.
I think you're forgetting some other horny games, but all right.
I just wanted to make a joke about SMT5. So here's the thing. I did a little bit of digging during the time between my picks. And we talked about how Bravely Default, no one liked the demo. Nobody liked the Octopath demo. That game got a fucking 88 on Open Critic. I'm taking Bravely Default 2.
It's fair. Well,
all right.
Specifically for Bravely Default, no one liked either of the demos.
I don't care.
I have to reload.
Hey,
random
hey,
Eric Hurtigan.
RPGs don't demo very well because they're long.
Yeah, that's fair. That's Point. Very fair.
Actually, if I recall, the Yakuza 7 demo in Japan did terribly.
I think that was because they demoed it before they told people the combat system changed too.
Oh, you're probably 100% right. Because Sega gonna Sega.
They're like, here's Yakuza, and they're like, wait a minute, this isn't Yakuza. This is Dragon Quest. And they're like, yes. Yes, it is. That's the joke. Man. I got a couple.
Last ones are hard.
I got a couple I'm pretty sure I can pick up later.
Yeah, that's
actually, I guess Pridge is the only one picking next, so I have a lot I can probably pick up later.
I'm just looking at all the games we haven't picked, and I'm like, oh, shit.
But then, what are you going to get in the supplemental draft?
Yeah. Oh man.
I'm about to get screwed by which game I get to counterpick.
Yep. you are, my dude.
You're right. Oh, that's not good.
Oh man, I want to be confident in that game, but I am not confident in that.
Damn, nobody picked Elden Ring, so I can't bet against it coming out.
It's bad. It's bad if you do that. You don't get any points.
No, if you counterpick, like counterpicking a 70 is pretty good.
Yeah. If you counterpick a game that doesn't release, you get 0 points. Because I counterpicked Elden Ring last year and I got nothing. Exactly.
Which is good. Exactly. That's a good counterpick.
But I'm saying
though.
I'm going to be the last person who gets to pick their counterpick. It's going to be very hard for me to find a game.
If I counterpick a game that gets like a 90, I lose points?
Yes, you lose 20 points.
Counterpick is you get you get the inverse of what the other person gets. So if it gets a 90, they get 20, you get negative 20. If it gets a 60, they get negative 10, you get positive 10.
So pick something that won't come out is a good tactic, actually.
That's the safest bet.
Safest bet is a game you think will not come out.
Safe bet, okay.
There's only like two or three games on our list last year that got negative numbers. So like,
it's
70 is really good.
So really, it's who's going to snag Breath of the Wild 2 hoping it doesn't come out.
Yeah, no, it's not me, I tell you that.
Breath of the Wild 2 is a bad, I think is a bad...
That's a risky counterpick.
Because if it does come out, you instantly lose.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be 75 out of 100.
I knew you were gonna say that and literally fuck off.
If you keep lobbing me underhand balls on the mound, I'm gonna swing away.
I'm gonna keep lobbing fucking Korok seeds down your goddamn throat, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, and Goofy's gonna come up with a shield and block for me.
And that shield's gonna break because the durability's shitty.
Nice, that's good.
That was like almost a self burn. Good job, Zach.
Yeah, it was.
If he owns it, it can't hurt him.
You know, I'm not fucking confident this is coming out, but I'm gonna take Halo Infinite. Somebody got to do it.
Here's the thing. Like, it's a fucking RPG. It's a not RPG. It's a first person shooter, and it's a Halo game, but. I mean, it's probably still going to somehow squeeze out a 77.
Oh, it'll do 80s. I'm sure it'll do at least 80. Yeah, but
they won't release it in a broken state. I don't think any game will release in a state as bad as Cyberpunk.
Yeah, no.
In post Cyberpunk phase.
Critically, it will do at least an 80. Like, even Halo 5, which a bunch of people derided, had like an 83 or something.
Fair. Man, I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to counterpick by the time it gets to me.
Oh, I know exactly what the hell I'm counterpicking.
Again?
Approach.
The noise didn't go off, so I wasn't paying attention.
Actually, I said final pick. I'm going to counterpick, but now that I think about it, I don't know.
All right.
Okay, actually, I think I know which game I'll counterpick if it's still open when it gets to me.
Can I counterpick my own?
No, you cannot.
I did think about
that. You cannot guarantee cancel yourself out.
I was like, maybe Star Wars one.
It could suck.
Shut the fuck up.
That's one of the ones I'm looking at.
You're an idiot. What?
If you think that's available by the time it gets back to you, you're a fool.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'm so fucked on counter picks. This sucks. I'm gonna have to take a game that's gonna at least like lose me 10 points. I mean, I'll have to pick probably Psychonauts 2 because it's gonna be an 8 out of 10.
I'm not gonna argue that. That's probably accurate. My personal score does not
think
mean
I know anything about this game, but I'm just gonna grab it.
Which one? Oh, Little Nightmares 2. Yeah. Oh, it starts with Zach. Fuck, I'm done. I'm roasted. Oh my god.
I'm fine. I'm in the middle no matter what. But we're ruined.
Okay. I'm ruined.
Just to make sure there's nothing I should bet.
To clarify, just real quick for the chat, because I think someone asked, the way counter picks work, you pick a game that someone else has already picked, and you get the inverse score of that. So you want to pick something that you are sure will either not come out or will do badly. If the game does well, the person who counterpicks... So we'll do an example because I think that's the easiest way to do this. Let's say Zach, for some dumbass reason, counterpicks Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart gets an 88. That means Chris gets 18 points. Zach gets negative 18 points. Not a good thing. If Rift Apart magically gets like a 60, that means Chris gets negative 10, Zach gets a total of 10. If the game doesn't come out or it gets a 70, neither player get points.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So generally for counterpicking, it's the safest bet is to pick a game you do not think is going to come out.
Yep.
Because it's not too frequently that games score less than 70s.
Yep.
Yeah, especially since we have so few games between us all.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I was looking at this list and I'm like, shit, y'all. I think these are all pretty good games. I think we did a good job of picking games that are probably going to come out. There's only a few that I'd be like, that's a maybe slip.
I think that's both on my list.
they are on David's list. That's also but very true.
If you pick them and they come out, you're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I would love to pick Halo Infinite, but I'm like, if that comes out, I'm losing at least 10 points, probably more. Psychonauts 2, same thing.
It's coming out.
2,
fuck you all.
I'm literally ruined. I'm gonna go with Lego Star Wars: The Skywalker Saga because I think that's a safe 71.
Yeah,
that's a pretty safe pick.
That's a pretty
the
safe
most
pick.
It's so, gonna get is a 75, right? Like, come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
it might get 80. It's pretty highly anticipated.
What I've determined by looking at OpenCritic during this entire time period is, reviewers are idiots. Kingdom
you heard
Hearts
it here
3
first, folks.
Has an 86.
Oh, I mean,
again, games that are too big to fail, as long as they don't cyberpunk it and totally combust, they're going to do well.
I was going to say, there are a lot of, I believe specifically for Kingdom Hearts 3, there were a lot of people that were like, my review is for people who play Kingdom Hearts. If you don't play Kingdom Hearts, don't buy this game.
I play Kingdom Hearts, the game sucks.
I mean, I don't disagree with you.
I play Kingdom Hearts and the game's pretty all right.
But I know a lot of people that are more close to release or like whatever Kingdom Hearts comes out with is great.
That game ain't bad. Okay, so my thoughts are Halo Infinite is probably a pretty safe pick. Far Cry 6, I think, is the safest pick because it's probably coming out, but it's probably only getting like a 70.
Yeah.
That's a risky one.
That's where I'm at on that one.
It's risky.
It's risky, but I think it has a pretty good chance of that being the case.
Well, I think Far Cry 6 is the least risky because, like, it's coming out. Probably. But,
I think
probably
betting on it getting
year,
a 70
does,
is risky.
I agree with
that.
I think it's going to... All right. I'll be kind here. Far Cry 5 on OpenCritic right now. Sitting at an 82.
82. There's two scores there, though.
It's critic average and critics recommend. The critic average score is 82%. The amount of critics that recommend it is
82%. Oh, I misunderstood those. Okay.
So I think it's going to at least get an 80, and I think they're going to try and make this better.
All right,
than
you know what it
five.
Is?
Going to be?
I'm sorry, Pridge. Or sorry, I'm sorry, Mizuki. David. Because it's going to be Psychonauts 2.
Whoa!
Y'all are fools.
Oh, I was so confident it was going to take
here's the
it.
Thing.
Y'all are fools.
It's a running joke. This game, I do think, is going to come out this year, actually.
Yes, but I was.
And I think it's going to get at least an 80.
I was betting on reviewers that don't know what the fuck Psychonauts is, or people that have been waiting for so long that it can't really meet up to their expectations, bogging it down. Mm. Now, I thought that. I did then check Kingdom Hearts 3, which, as I mentioned, is in the friggin' 80s, a game that we waited 14 years for, which doesn't have a fucking ending.
Hey, neither did Metal Gear 5, but I love that game. So,
neither did Beyond Good and Evil 1. I love that game.
Glad you're never getting that ending.
Endings are very overrated.
And let's be real, Beyond Good and Evil 2 is a prequel, so I'm still not getting the ending.
Yeah, that's true. Even if that game ever comes out, you'll never know the ending.
So let's see what we got here. Resident Evil 8, that game's trash. Monster Hunter Rise, not going to review good.
I think you got to bet on Horizon or Halo Infinite not coming out.
Horizon, I was thinking, is the only one that I think has a decent chance of not coming out. I still
or
think
it's Breath of the Wild 2.
Breath of the Wild 2.
Would you be crazy enough to possibly instantly lose?
It almost certainly isn't coming out this year. But if it does, there's no way in fuck any reviewer besides me is giving it anywhere below an 85. It's a fucking Zelda game. Yep. Like, what do you think I am, an asshole?
Well, yes.
Yes, I do.
Fair enough.
Yes. You're an asshole, but not an idiot.
Here's the thing. Elite Fusion in the chat says, I think there's one game in particular on someone's list that is a must-have counter pick, and I am terrified.
On my list. Nier Replicant has a chance of tanking because people are like, what the hell is not Automata because they're idiots. Mm-hmm. Dark Adventure 2 might not come out, but it probably is. 12 minutes.
Ghostwire is an option.
The Ghostwire is what I'm probably going to end up picking. 12 minutes has Willem Dafoe in it. The last game he was in, Beyond Two Souls, terrible video game. Throwing that out there.
Wait, did that one have his face in it, though?
Yes, it did.
Okay, well, there's your answer as to why that failed.
Ghostwire Tokyo, a game that I personally think might actually end up being good, but I have a distinct feeling it's going to review poorly.
You motherfucker, that's what I was going to pick.
You fools, you absolute swine.
I was so sure no one was going to pick that. Fuck, I didn't even think about what else to pick.
I mean, probably Bravely Default 2.
I'm thinking about Bravely Default 2. I'm thinking about Back for Blood.
I mean, technically, I guess I could get fucked on Cuphead, but I don't think
Back for Blood, I don't know about. Bravely Default 2 is good. It is also risky because you gotta remember, people love themselves some JRPGs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, like there's nothing left on here that I think is low risk. They're all pretty high risk.
Yeah, they're all pretty risky, that's true.
Or it's like a guaranteed you take a neg 5 or 10. Like,
I still think there's some juice to be gotten out of the Far Cry counterpick, but once again, risky.
I think you're fucking wild for taking that one, yeah. I think that's guaranteed negative 10.
Does that have a solid release yet?
Elite says there's one that is zero risk.
Yo, Elite,
in their opinion.
Share your knowledge on this one, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, no, this is a bullshit.
Yeah, hold on. Don't do it till I've gone.
Out of here.
Well, I mean, I guarantee I don't agree with him, so I'm just curious. I mean, maybe you could do, like, Honey Pop 2 Double Date, but I don't know. Gamers are horny, man. They might rank that high.
But how many outlets are realistically going to review Honey Pop 2? Like, IGN's not going to do a fucking review for that.
I feel like a decent amount.
No, IGN is probably going to review it.
Really?
Honeycam Studio, which is the spin-off game, did not get reviewed on OpenCritic.
Yeah, but that's Honeycam Studio.
It doesn't appear that Honey Pop did either.
OpenCritic is fairly new, so you can't go back many years before there's nothing.
You know, the thing is, Honey Pop? Honey Pop not even rated on Metacritic.
It is. I found it. It's got an 8.
That's a user score.
Oh, you're right. It has one critic review. Oh.
Oh, baby. I think I just found my counterpick.
That fucking, if that happens, that's fucking bullshit. I just want to say that.
It's bullshit if the game comes out and doesn't get reviewed, and that's what causes anything.
Actually, yeah, hold on. Before you lock in your counterpick, we should set rules here.
Yes.
If a game doesn't gets reviewed, but it does not end up on OpenCritic, I think that we should take the Metacritic score.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. The thing is, Metacritic... Well, okay, not if it's a user score.
Right.
Agree
yes,
with that.
Of course.
Agree with that. No, they have to be professional.
If it has a critic score on Metacritic,
yes.
Then...
And like, because like Honey Pop, for example, has one Metacritic score, which is not enough to break their threshold to give it a Metacritic score.
Okay, Elite says that Honey Pop was the one that they were thinking.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
That's cool. Fair. Cool, I don't think any of them are going to review horny games. At least not this horny of a game.
When it comes to actually being, hey, there is a...
They didn't review the first one, and it was like...
But the first one sold really well after the fact, and is now becoming an internet meme.
That's what I mean. Like, people could have gone back and reviewed it. I guess they wouldn't have gone back.
You wouldn't, though,
and
yeah.
It.
Nobody talks about old games. It's always new games.
Yeah, that's fair.
No one's going to go back and review an old porn game.
Yeah, I'm rethinking that one.
I mean, Dan brings up a good point. Pokemon Snap is probably going to review around a 75, which I agree with. It'll get higher than an 80, but...
Oh, I don't agree. The original didn't get higher than an 80.
I actually think that game might tank.
It's going to sell well. It's not very fun.
Yeah, it's kind of Pokemon Snap.
People will buy it, play it for 2 hours, and be like, yeah, Pokemon Snap, and then never touch it again.
Yeah, I would be lying if I said that wasn't the other one on the back of my mind. Basically, I'm in between Back 4 Blood, Pokemon Snap, and Honey Pop 2. Those are the ones I'm at. Because Back 4 Blood, there are some people that played a demo of it, and no one was super hot on it.
Yeah. I mean, none of the reviews I saw was like, this game sucks.
Correct. Which means it's so I still think it's gonna do like, I think it's gonna do mid 70s.
Listen, I just want to say, I don't think I ever took this long on one of my turns.
You're right. You know what? Here we go. Pokemon Snap. We're taking Pokemon Snap.
Damn.
Wow. Didn't go for the Honey Pop.
Purge was just waiting it out like it's cross tech and
I think new Pokemon Snap has an absolute
radio silent there.
I
think Pokemon Snap has an amazing chance of being quite bad.
Yeah, like Honey Pop 2
trying to recapture magic from an N64 era. Yeah.
When we got, because like the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon game last year didn't do any better than the original.
Oh, you're right.
I'm the only person that received points on a counter pick last year because I picked that off Ohio's list. And you all thought I was fucking crazy when I picked it.
Joe does make the classic joke. It does stop reviewers from giving a Pokemon game anything under a 7.8 for too much water.
Damn.
I do feel bad. I do feel bad for Callie Plaguey for that joke, but it is funny.
Yeah.
But it is very funny.
And like Honey Pop 2, when we were looking at it, and it was like, oh, okay, it became big after its release. It's like, okay, yeah, people wouldn't have gone back and reviewed that.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, but now it's big, and like
Honey Pop 2. Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, people might actually review that this time.
Hey, but you know what? Chris said the same thing about Mountain Lord 2.
Well, except that was early access, so it didn't get as many views.
That was the full release that got turned into early access, which is weird.
That is weird.
Also,
did you say Mountain Lord?
So that's what happened with Cyberpunk, though, right?
I was just trying to speak.
Sorry.
I should pick Honey Pop 2, because that probably has the best chance of not getting a good score. Mm. But that would be betraying my soul and spirit.
True.
As someone who has beaten the first game more times than he'd care to admit.
if you pick
those
Honey Pop
mechanics,
2,
man, it's addicting.
Have you played Mirror?
I don't think so.
Pridge is out here like, yeah, listen, I read Playboy for the articles, you know.
No, Pridge is out here like, I read Playboy because I'm horny.
I play Honey Pop for the next This is tough. I don't envy you, Pridge.
If you pick Honey Pop 2, then three of you, more than half of you, will have picked counterpick games from my list.
I'm actually going to pick Back 4 Blood because I have some interesting feelings about whether that's going to be well received.
Interesting.
Nice. Okay. That's our draft, everyone.
We
can see upcoming games. First game out, Honey Pop 2.
Nightmares
2, Ribbity Pop 2, Monster Hunter Rise. So we'll start getting these in pretty quick.
I mean, we did the draft late, so for anyone who's watching later, we are recording this on February 1st, 2021. So we missed the Medium and Hitman 3 because we didn't do our draft soon enough. So sorry to those studios. Although it sounds like Medium got some very medium reviews.
That Medium's
got some very problematic stuff in it.
Oh, really? Does it?
Yes.
Real
hard. It tries to hit some very sensitive subjects and not with the greatest of care.
Hey, it's like a horror game. What do you expect on that one?
I was thinking Far Cry 6 actually had a chance to, like, out of nowhere be offensive and get some negative reviews.
I mean, yeah, it has a decent shot at that. Real quick for our audio listeners, since we have those now. So Pridge, who was our first team with Polite Cat LLC, he picked Hollow Knight Silk Song, Near Replicant version, thing I'm not saying, Far Cry 6, Gran Turismo 7. I have to read all these. Fuck off. Darkest Dungeon 2, Little Nightmares 2, and his counterpick was Back for Blood. Second team.
A lot of numbers there.
Yeah, and a lot of sequels. Actually, all sequels. Well, I guess one's the first game in the series. Whatever. No, sequel to Drakengard. Still sequels. Second was myself with Quadruple Adequate Games. I went with Deathloop, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, 12 Minutes, Psychonauts 2, Guilty Gear Strive, and Halo Infinite. And my counterpick was New Pokemon Snap. Third team was Chris with Big Games.
Thank you for saying it properly.
He went with Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, Back for Blood, Kena Bridge of Spirits, It Takes Two, Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga, Bravely Default 2, and his counterpick was Ghostwire Tokyo. At the fourth pick slot, we had Elise with her Red Dwarf Developers publishing title, and they went with Monster Hunter Rise, New Pokemon Snap, Honey Pop 2 Double Date, Humankind, Ghostwire Tokyo, Axiom Verge 2, with the Psychonauts 2 Disrespectful counterpick. Disrespectful. And rounding us out is Zach and Rectangle Enix Publishing with Resident Evil Village, Horizon Forbidden West, Cuphead, The Delicious Last Course, The Binding of Isaac Repentance, Little Devil Inside, Boyfriend Dungeon, and the Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga counterpick.
That's really it. Quick, I do want to give a huge shout out to Fantasy Critic and in our chat, Elite Fusion 92. The maker of Fantasy Critic was watching this stream.
Oh, shit. Hey, man.
No.
So please, if you are watching this, you know, go to Fantasy Critic. They are at fantasy_critic on Twitter. Like, send them love. Like, if this seems like something that's fun that you want to do with your friends, please do it. Absolutely. It's awesome. Also, if you are following us, join our Discord, because we are going to be hosting our own Fantasy Critic for our community later this week. And whoever wins gets a free AAA game from yours truly.
Free AAA game.
Why not? Will it be Elden Ring?
No, absolutely you can not. Decide. Even Elise didn't pick Elden Ring. That's
yeah,
how
that speaks volumes.
That's how
that
unconfident
volumes.
I also did just make 8 bids. So
yeah, for anyone watching or listening, we're gonna do little updates about this whenever there's activity. If we go for like a month where there's no activity, we're not gonna give any updates. But we'll try, and if there's new picks, if there's games that come out, which it sounds like the next, by the next Save Data Cast, there'll be a few games out and probably a bunch of picks after today.
I mean, we only have release dates for the first 4 months of this year, so that's true. These games better come out.
That's true. But we'll be doing updates probably just at the front of the shows, just to keep y'all informed. And Elite Fusion, again, maker of this awesome site, were there any more questions you can answer? Nah. At least not for the stream. This is great. We love this.
You're fantastic, and we love you.
You are a fantastic human
awesome,
being.
Man.
Can you go into our thing and edit and change my counterpick to be Guilty Gear Strive because I'm a fool?
Oh. Do you think that game's not coming out now?
No, I forgot a very key detail that's going to make that game review very poorly.
Oh.
Did I fuck up?
You should drop that game ASAP. I'll talk. We'll talk about it either after this or on the post show.
Elite in the chat says Guilty Gear is going to be good.
Yeah, but Chris is a resident fighting game expert, so I'm a little skeptical.
I adore Guilty Gear. I know one thing that's going to make reviewers very upset.
Are they getting rid of Bridget?
Oh, really?
We'll talk about it.
Only character I know from this game.
Let's wrap it up. We're pretty long in the teeth on this one. Any plugs?
God, yeah, we are.
Super quick, I'll shout out the expanded universe of Save Data. That's our friends over at the Debate This podcast. They debate things in video games. Our friends over at Subpixel, they do deep dives into games as well as gameplay and comedy and stuff. Our friend over on Twitch, that's The Green 8-Ball, that's Jason, a friend and member of the team. He does mostly Fire Emblem streams, sometimes Pokemon, mostly Fire Emblem. Watching him play Fire Emblem is genuinely like you actually learned things. It's crazy. and I'll be damned, he streamed today. It's Heil 590, baby.
He did stream today.
The only person on this show with possibly crazier takes than me, and a damn good League of Legends player.
At least so would like to have a word with you.
At least Hayo and I are like the crazy consortium of this channel.
Yep. Until we get to my take on the Wii, and then everybody says brings out their pitchforks. And then you're an idiot.
Yeah, fuck off, Zach.
Yeah, get him. Get him.
I really don't think my opinion is that wild, but sure.
Any other plugs?
Yeah, check out our Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney with an Actual Lawyer series. Me, Pridge, and friend of the show, Wes, are on it every week at Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time on twitch.tv/savedatateam. The edited version goes up on our YouTube, which is youtube.com/savedatateam every following Monday. We have a new video up today. Put in a bunch of fun edits to it, including making an old lady from originally a Game Boy Advance game have her face photoshopped over a Life Alert commercial. It's very fun.
That was a good bit. I saw that.
Was a good bit.
go check that out and check out our Zelda series because we have a new one up from last week on the Great Bay Temple and that is also doing well. But hey, any more views can't hurt.
We'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crap. Find us on socials. We're Save Data Team everywhere.
I was just about to bring that up. But yeah,
literally, we actually did it, folks. All of our socials are Save Data Team. They're the same for once.
It's down there.
Twitch.tv/King Kaiser.
You can see
on the Monito.
You know what? Fun fact. Our Epic creator code, though, is still King Kaiser 59 because we cannot change it. Thank you, Epic.
Great store.
It probably won't change until November next year. But
let's talk about this after the show.
Okay, David has news. I don't.
I have an idea. Is more my thing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think that's it though. Yeah, follow us on socials. We're getting more active there, so check us out. And check us out. Probably, I'm not going to say either next week or the week after. We have a weird schedule for the show right now. Either next week or the week after on Friday at 7:30 Eastern. And with that, this has been Save Data. Peace out, everybody.
Woo! Bye.